broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue. This is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Our continued coverage of the press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit continues. My name is Bob Long, along with Eric Merkel, who is U.S. sales analyst for the Ford Motor Company. Eric, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. It's been a busy couple of days here. Done a lot of interviews. I can't wait to get out on the floor and actually get a look at all the great hardware out there.
Well, you'll have a fun time doing it. It's the auto shows are, they're always a great time for looking at all the new hardware and really taking an evaluation of the overall landscape.
Absolutely. Let's talk about model year 2012. This surprised a lot of people, considering, you know, we're still facing, for most people, a very challenging time in the economy. Lots of folks are still out of work, and it hasn't been exactly good going for a lot of folks, but the auto industry in 2012 really had quite a good year.
It did. In fact, in 2012, the industry finished the year out about 14.8 million units. And
wow.
That was up about 13-14% from the year previous. So we continue to see recovery in the auto industry. And our guidance for this year is about 15 to 16 million. So we think that that will continue as we move forward. There just tends to be a lot of pent-up demand out there right now because people have been holding off.
Yep.
They've been waiting to replace those vehicles, and many of the average age of the vehicle population is about 11 years old now, and people have to make some decisions, and they're also taking a look at the new vehicles, and they're looking at the fuel efficiency of the new vehicles, and if any vehicle that you might have purchased 11 years ago, today's vehicles are much different. So
true. You never, years ago, in a vehicle the size of the Focus or the Fiesta, were able to get things like leather upholstery or high-end stereo or power seats or power this, power that, sunroof, and all that kind of, all the electronic goodies that we become used to, but that's no longer the case.
No, exactly. What we're finding is that as the consumer moves, they're shifting towards smaller vehicles, and we're seeing that on passenger cars and utilities. So this idea of big gas-guzzling SUV is really something that's very archaic in describing the utility of today. The utility of today, many of them are based off small, compact car architectures, such as the Escape and the Focus. They share the same architecture.
Mm-hmm.
So they're much more fuel efficient. But as consumers have looked for smaller vehicles, many of the baby boomers becoming empty nesters, less of a need for, you know, large vehicles.
Yeah.
But they want lower cost of ownership and higher fuel economy. That's what they've been telling us. And that's really what we're providing with vehicles like the Escape and the Focus. But they also want their amenities. They want everything that
all
the creature comforts that they become accustomed to.
All the luxury features.
Correct. So, for instance, like Park Assist and Focus.
Yeah.
You know, just tremendous amount of content in the vehicles that we're building today.
And that used to be something that you would only see in really high-end luxury vehicles, but you guys brought it in with the Focus.
It's the democratization of a lot of these luxury features, mm-hmm. Exactly. And we're bringing even more of that content into vehicles like the all-new Fusion. So, for instance, if you look at adaptive cruise control, mm-hmm. and lane warning departure systems, a lot of things that you would might find on a vehicle that might cost twice as much as a Fusion are coming into many of the mainstream vehicles, and consumers love it.
I love the design of the Fusion. I think it's one of the most stylish vehicles out there in the mid-size car segment, and you guys have rolled that vehicle out in so many different configurations. I mean, there's a Fusion and a powertrain for just about everybody. What's the reaction been to the Fusion, both at the dealership level as well as the consumer level? I realize it's only been on sale for a very short span of time.
Right. It has been on sale, as you pointed out, for a very short span of time. We're getting the dealers fully stocked on with the vehicle. Great stock situation now. And dealers are excited to sell it, and it's turning so fast. It's one of our fastest turning vehicles on dealer lots right now. So we're just excited that the consumer is really finding the car to be equally as pleasing as we found it to be.
Americans love their trucks, and they also love their performance vehicles. And speaking of days to turn on a lot, I read recently, just last week, that the Shelby GT500 Mustang has the lowest number of days on any dealership lot of any car made here in America.
That is a very special vehicle. Exactly, it is. You know, when you look at the horsepower and the torque of a Shelby Mustang, there's very few vehicles that can compare to that. I've actually personally been able to drive the vehicle, and it's just it's quite a monster. We'll say that.
Well, you're
lucky. You don't want to give it to a novice, that's for sure.
I haven't had the chance to be behind the wheel of that one yet, but I hopefully will get that opportunity somewhere down the road. Eric, I'm sure you do a lot of forecasting and a lot of looking ahead at trends. What are some emerging trends that you're going to be seeing from Ford and from the general automotive market space over the next few years? What are people looking at? What kind of vehicles are they going to be getting into?
Well, I think if you take a look at things like passenger cars and utilities, we're going to continue to see this movement towards smaller vehicles. More and more people moving towards from large utilities or large passenger cars to mid-size. From mid-size to, say, small or compact vehicles or compact utilities. So that's still very much in play. That actually began about in 2005, so it's been in place now for about 7 or 8 years. What's really driving that is you've got so many baby boomers out there that are becoming empty nesters, so they need less in terms of space. They want more fuel efficiency. But you also have the millennials coming up, which many of them might be single, they might be newly married, they may not have kids. So they're also looking for something that's smaller and more fuel efficient as well. So it's really kind of a convergence. I mean, these two needs are very similar in some ways. So we think that that will continue to play out. And as it relates to pickup trucks are a little more cyclical. They follow the overall strength of the economy, and particularly when we look at housing. And when we start taking a look at housing and construction in the U.S., it's really good to see it starting to come back and starting to see those numbers move higher. Also, people are going to have a little more confidence as the home prices start to recover a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel a little more comfortable. More houses, you know, like that going forward, particularly as it relates to the pickup truck sector.
So true. The Ford F-150 here in Detroit was shown in perhaps a little future glimpse in a concept vehicle called the Atlas. This is always a really difficult thing, I would imagine. With the F-150 constantly being the number one truck being sold in America.
36 years.
That's right. It also being at the top of the sales charts across the board vehicle-wise. Anytime you're reinventing an icon, that's a difficult challenge.
But, you know, Bobby, you have to do it. You know, constantly have to change. We've always got to be listening and taking feedback from our customers and people that are using these trucks and making them better. And really, you know, Atlas is our vision as to where we feel the truck is going the truck to come. So
great, Eric. Any other predictions you have for 2013? How do you think Ford's going to do? Put your prognostication hat on.
I love our prospects. I love what we're doing on the truck side of our business, and I like the economy. As the economy continues to improve, we feel very optimistic about that. I also like what we've been able to do on the small car side of our business. It's really, we're in a great position right now because we've got great trucks for our customers. We also have a full portfolio of small vehicles, hybrids, plug-ins. So it's a very diverse, highly competitive product mix, not just here in the U.S., but also globally.
Well, Eric, it's a pleasure to share time with you here on air, and we look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
Thank you, Bob. I much appreciate it.
We'll take a pit stop from the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. I'm Bob Long.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There is no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free 1 month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long. sitting alongside an old friend and a gentleman who shares a number of passions, including exquisite automobiles. He is the public relations manager for Porsche, Dave Engelman. Welcome back to the program. How are you doing there, Dave?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What do you think about Detroit 2013? It seems like the show has a lot of buzz, and it's not snowing, so that's always a good thing.
Always in Detroit in January. But the show is quite exciting. Like you said, the buzz has just been fantastic all through the show, between our booth and any place I go and anybody I talk to. More exciting and more enthusiasm here than I've seen in years past.
That's great. Let's talk about the big news from Porsche. It's a debut of a new Cayenne. Tell us all about the ultimate Cayenne.
Well, when 500 horsepower isn't enough, 550 horsepower Cayenne Turbo S. So, brand new. It's the world debut here. It's another exciting product for us. It's fast, it's smooth, it's quiet, it's comfortable, it's exclusive. It's everything that you would expect out of a Porsche.
Excellent. In addition to that amazing power plant, tell us about some of the other upgrades that comes along with the Cayenne S Turbo.
The biggest thing about a Cayenne S or any kind of Turbo S is the option packages that come with it. So not only do you get more horsepower, but you get exclusive options that you'd have to order up on a regular turbo.
How many different incarnations are there of the Cayenne?
Cayenne, Cayenne S, Cayenne S Hybrid, Cayenne Diesel, Turbo, and Turbo S, and GTS. So
wow.
Seven or eight.
So something for everybody.
Exactly. You can get just what you want.
But for that person who wants the ultimate oomph, the ultimate performance, the Cayenne Turbo S is the one to go for.
Without a doubt.
And when will that become available in North American Porsche dealerships?
Late spring.
So not that far off.
No, not at all.
Well, you guys have made a lot of news recently out in L.A. You had the debut of the Cayman, which surprised a number of folks, and that was a world debut as well.
It was, and the Cayman is one of the sweet spots in the Porsche lineup. It's a wonderful car.
It certainly is. Of course, it's based on the Boxster platform, but it's really a different beast.
It really is. It's easy to say it's a Boxster with a hardtop, but it's much more than that. Suspension settings are different. Obviously, it's not that the Boxster's not stiff.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody will ever complain about Boxster being a little sloppy or loose, but it just with the roof, it just makes it its own little car.
And tell us a little bit about the different offerings within the Cayman range. What is the standard power plant?
Well, standard power plant is a 2.7 liter, 265 horsepower flat six, so which is very nice and moves the car along nicely. And then there's the Cayman S, which is 325 horsepower, 3.4 liter flat six.
And available with both a manual gearbox as well as the PDK?
Exactly. So 7-speed PDK and 6-speed manual. Mid-engine layout, it's a tremendous amount of fun to drive.
I can imagine. And when will we be seeing that become available here in North America?
Also later in the spring, somewhere in the April-May time frame.
Is the buyer of the Cayman a different type of individual? Is it more of a purist, somebody that wants a car that can go on the track as well as the street?
Out of all the cars we sell, between all the different 911s, all Boxers, Caymans, percentage-wise, are tracked by their owners the most.
Really? I can understand. I mean, I know when I drove the original Cayman, it was such a just a real cool, it felt like one piece of granite. It was all carved out of one piece of stone, just really stiff, really planted, and just extraordinarily well done.
And it's easy to live with. It's, you know, people think that a mid-engine sports car or any kind of sports car, mm-hmm. it's only for weekends and not between a front trunk, rear trunk, because the mid-engine layout allows for those. I live with them all the time, and Home Depot trips, any place you want to go, anything you want to do.
You can do it.
You can do it.
And tell us a little bit more about the difference between this Cayman and the previous generation.
The biggest differences are it's got a longer wheelbase, so it's more stable at higher speeds. The front track's a little wider, more horsepower, which is always good. It's about 75 pounds less weight than the previous generation. 20-inch wheels are now optional, so between the extra horsepower, the lighter weight, a little bigger brakes, all the little touches that go on, like Porsche, you know, the evolution, not revolution kind of thought process, really shows in all the cars that we've been coming out with lately.
That's great. And Amelia Island has seen such tremendous growth in the last 15 or so years that it's been around. A lot of people refer to it as the Pebble Beach of the East Coast, but it's even different than that. It has much more of a motorsports flair. Every year, Amelia Island honors a racer, and every year there are panels there featuring a lot of automotive icons, and Hurley Haywood is always a staple down there at Amelia Island. Of course, the famous Porsche driver. You guys have had a really good partnership with Amelia Island over the years.
It's right next to Brumos, where, you know, Hurley works and has driven for most of his career.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a natural tie-in for us down there with one of our local dealers.
Sure.
The way Bill goes about running the concourse is fantastic. He's a great person. It's always an enjoyable experience, whether working with him, whether being at the show. So I think the best way to describe Amelia in difference to Pebble is that, you know, every once in a while Bill will come out with a class that's cars you didn't know existed.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just that kind of fun and humor that goes in with the quality cars and the quality program that he puts on. It's always something different and interesting.
That's great. Are you planning anything special you can tell us about? I've heard rumors that you may have a very, very rare vehicle there.
We're working on bringing a couple things over from our museum at the moment. One of the cars actually we have here in the country for the show, we've saved it, is a 1984 911 that's off-road.
Uh-huh.
One parried a car in 1984. Yeah. It was the previous version, I guess, if you will, of the 959 Rothman's car that won in 1986. So it's a wonderful car. It's one of two. And we have it here, and it'll be on display there along with about 24 other 911s.
There are so many wonderful cars like that in Porsche's history that, you know, lots of folks, including automotive geeks like myself, don't even know exist. The fact that I didn't realize there was an all-wheel drive platform before the 959.
Exactly. And we're an engineering company. That's how we started. That's how we continue to do things. Everything comes from an engineering standpoint, not a marketing standpoint. So when the 911 was coming through its development in the 80s, there was some question whether the 911 would continue. Our new president came along, Peter Schutz, who will also be at Amelia with Bill and everybody else. So one of the first things he did was make sure the 911 continued, and then these kind of projects came from line being drawn to say, okay, 911 will live, what can we do with it? And 959 was one of the first things, and in development for the all-wheel drive chassis for the 959, it, let's say, stuck it in a regular 911 and decided to go and try it off-road and won.
What a great story.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're chatting with the Public Relations Director for Porsche, Dave Engelman, all about the world debut here of a Cayenne. It's the Cayenne Turbo S coming on the heels of the world debut of the Porsche Cayman out in Los Angeles, and it's been a good time for Porsche sales-wise. I understand you guys have had a great year coming off here, 2012, and looking forward to even bigger things for 2013.
2012 was a special year for us. Obviously, in 2009, everything was not so well in the automotive world and the greater world above that. However, this past year was our best sales year ever here in the U.S.
Wow.
We hardly sell any cars in comparative to the rest of the automotive world, but we sold just over 35,000 cars in the U.S., which is placed at a record for us in all the years that we've been selling cars here in the U.S. So it's a special year. We look forward to bigger and better with the new cars that we have coming along, whether it be variants or, you know, the Macan is coming late next year. So it's an exciting time for us. It isn't all about sales. It's about making sure we have cars for the enthusiasts and where the sales numbers fall, but it's certainly an indication of how well our cars are received and how people perceive us. So we're quite proud of that.
Dave, as I mentioned to you off air, back in my Boston garage this past fall, I had the opportunity to spend a week behind the wheel of the Porsche Boxster S, an all-new Boxster, the third generation, and boy, was I impressed with that vehicle. It is a gorgeous design, number one. I know it won Automobiles Design of the Year Award, but you couple that with the PDK transmission and the Kronos package, and you've got yourself an exotic supercar that can be driven at any speed. That's the one thing about Porsche Boxsters in particular. I mean, you don't have to be going 100 miles an hour to appreciate it. You can be puttering around it at 20 miles an hour downtown doing some errands, and that Porsche feel and that Porsche experience experience is right there with you.
And you can even bolt on a set of all-season tires or winter tires, depending on where you are, and drive it all year round. It's just one of those remarkable cars that does. The spread between comfortable and high performance is even wider than it has ever been. So it is something you can live with. Put the kid in the passenger seat, whatever it is, do your errands, and then, you know, find a nice twisty road or find a track day someplace, and it's perfectly at home doing both.
I personally love the PDK transmission, and I'm wondering what the take rate is now compared to the manual gearboxes. Have you seen more of a shift towards people going for the PDK?
Exactly. In previous generations, we had the Tiptronic, which was about, over the whole range, about 35-36% take rate for that. We're over 50% now for the PDK, and it's climbing. There are people that will never give up the stick, and
yeah,
that's okay. That's what I drive.
Right.
But if you're looking for, you know, true performance, and it's faster, it's got better fuel economy, it's quicker than you could ever shift, it's, you know, it's just everything better. And it's also one of those things that if you're just going out for a night out of town, it shifts very quietly and smoothly, and, you know, put your right foot in it a little bit, and it becomes alive, and it really starts banging off the shifts, and it's best of both worlds. So it's kind of hard to talk away from, you know, buying something with a third pedal these days.
And it's really amazing, too, when you couple that with the Kronos package, and you've got Sport and Sport Plus, and you can really feel the difference in those settings. I mean, a lot of other auto manufacturers, we won't name names, you know, have these special settings, but the differences are minute. But with Porsche, there are real differences when you make those switches change.
The biggest thing is, with a PDK especially, the Sport and Sport Plus buttons, what they do is change the throttle mapping, so the car becomes much more responsive, and it also changes the shift points. So regular mode, you shifts early, best fuel economy. As soon as you put Sport, and especially Sport Plus, it holds the RPMs, it shifts faster, it shifts harder, downshifts earlier, you get a great burble out of the exhaust. The whole car just transforms into something completely different than just the daily driver, if you will, that it was a second ago.
Tell our listeners, too, about the Porsche Driving School, which I have had the pleasure of visiting during a press introduction of the Panamera. The facility down in Alabama is wonderful.
It's a first-class facility. George Barber has just built this fantastic racetrack, and it's more than just a racetrack. It's just a great place to be.
Yeah.
The school, that's our home for a school here in the U.S., and we have four or five different classes that you can go through, from basic, early, 1 day, 2 day, all the way through up Master's Plus classes, which is, you know, progressing through. You can get your sports car license there if you go through all the classes.
Oh, that's great.
Hurley is the lead instructor there, Hurley Haywood. And we also have, in the last year and a half or so, we have a pair of 911 GT3 Cup cars, full-out Grand Am spec race cars that
wow.
You can also get your, you know, the next step license with. So it's quite the experience, no matter what level you go through. One of the neatest things that I've found from them is they're very attentive to who they're working with. So it's not just a matter of, okay, this is the right way to go around a corner, no ifs, ands, or buts. They work with you. They work with your talent. They work with your personality. And with the drivers that they have there, they make a perfect fit. So when you leave, you really come away with a great experience, not just technically knowing maybe how to go around your roundabout in your neighborhood a little better.
Very well said. Dave, I'm just curious to ask you a question about the Panamera. I seem to see an awful lot of them out there on the streets, the highways and byways of North America. Looking from the outside in, it looks like the Panamera has been a great success for the company.
It has. It's one of those cars that is now, I guess, 3 years into its life cycle. It's hard to believe it's been that long, but it's continued to sell very well. It's doing great in its segment. I think it's the number one in the luxury car segment. Another case where the spread between everyday use and comfort and performance is just incredibly wide, and it could be anything you want it to be. Carry your family in four. You can do a track day if you want. You can do an autocross. I believe a car that size can really perform the way it does. So we've been selling them, and it's neat for us to see, because it's, you know, when we first came out with it, even some of us inside, four-door sedan? There's some pretty good four-door sedans on the market now.
Yeah.
And, you know, when the Cayenne came along, it was easy to see that there was a niche for something seriously performance-oriented, whether it be off-road or on-road, where with the four-door sedans, there's some good ones,
yes.
Some very good ones. And our customers have taken to it tremendously, and the sales have been consistent since the day we came out, now 3 years later.
The one that I had an opportunity to drive outside of the introduction of the vehicles at the press event was a six-cylinder variant, a 4S variant, six-cylinder, here in Detroit. And you hooked me up with that a little while back, and I was really impressed with that V6 power plant. It feels so much more powerful than it is.
It's one of our own engines, so we took the V8, basically took two cylinders off of it, so it's a Porsche design, it's a Porsche V6, and it's got plenty of power, it has a great sound to it, it feels like any typical V6 would or should, and for a car like that, you would think a V6, oh, just a V6, but no, it's a wonderful driving car, it's fuel efficient, it's a neat drive.
And speaking of fuel efficient, you can actually get a hybrid variant of the Panamera as well.
You can, so we have two hybrids in our lineup currently. We have the Hyannis hybrid and the Panamera S hybrid, so 380 horsepower, so you're not really giving up performance, supercharged V6, and you have performance when you want it, and also have the fuel economy when you want that too.
And as we look down the line, of course, we've got the ultimate supercar on the horizon, the 918 and the 918 Spyder. How far off is that?
September 18th, 2013.
Oh, wow. That close.
So we've done a lot of testing with the car. The car's been appearing here and there. It's been at the Nürburgring.
Yeah.
It's been in Vegas. So spy shots of sorts have shown up a lot of different places on the internet. It's not in its final production form yet, any of the pictures that you see. So they're all still pre-production test cars, test mules, if you will. Very exciting car. The technology in that car is unlike anything we've ever done before, and it's unlike what anybody else has really attempted at this point. So it's, if you do the math from the European driving cycle, it equals about 78 miles per gallon.
Wow.
See how that actually works. The two aren't really comparable when it comes to the exact numbers, but you get the idea. It should be very fuel efficient in certain modes and really fast in other modes.
As a lifelong car guy, how does it feel working for Porsche?
It's a dream job. I don't think there's any other way to say it. I wake up every morning and say, yes, I am living the dream.
Excellent. Well, we always enjoy your conversations here on air with us. And Dave Engelman, thank you so much for stopping on by and telling us about the world debut of the Porsche Cayenne Turbo S, the ultimate Cayenne, right here at the Detroit Auto Show. Thanks again, Dave.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
We'll take a pit stop and then more. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was.
We want to thank you so much for being with us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long, joined by the marketing director for Buick and GMC, Roger McCormick. Welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing there, Roger?
I'm good, Bob. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, let's begin with the big story on the GMC side of the front. Concurrently, along with its Chevrolet sibling, the Silverado, we have a brand new pickup truck offering, and that's, of course, the Sierra 1500, and this is always a big story.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're really proud of it. It's the 2014 Sierra, and it's our most powerful, most advanced, most refined pickup ever, so we're really excited for it. We think it's going to really please those GMC customers that we already have, and even bring some new folks into the GMC family. So we're really excited about it. It's got a great combination of high technology. So if you think about the EcoTech 3 powertrains with direct injection, active fuel management, and you think about some of the other more simple things that the pickup brings. So there's simple solutions. There's the high-tech powertrain solutions. The variable valve timing. I forgot to mention that. The combination of those three technologies that brings power and fuel economy, and simple solutions like the corner step bumper. So if you've ever, particularly on a snowy day, tried to get in the back of your pickup bed, put your foot on the tire, your foot slides off. So this is a really simple solution that makes it very easy to get into the pickup bed. We've got a nice series of tie-downs standard on the vehicle, so there's these upper tie downs that are movable throughout the box. And if you've ever tried to secure stuff in a pickup, it's very difficult to do because usually you're hauling things of various lengths and sizes, and this really gives you all that flexibility. So really simple solutions like that, infotainment, things like IntelliLink that give you seamless connectivity between your smartphone and the truck, and then just refinement on the interior. You know, we use a lot of soft touch materials, materials on the dash, some live stitching, just a very well executed real aluminum pieces on the inside, very well executed interior. So even people who are hauling a lot and doing a lot on the recreational front and using a pickup like it's intended to be used, still want a very comfortable interior. And we give them a comfortable interior with all the USB ports you could ask for and all of that stuff. So it's a great combination of technology and simple solutions and just refinement.
As long as we're talking GMC stuff, let's also remind folks about the Arcadia, which has been updated recently. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. The GMC Acadia, we're just bringing to market 2013 Acadia. It's at dealerships right now, and it's taking really a very successful formula that we've had over several years, over many years, 5 years really. It's been a dramatic success. It is the best, what we feel, the best execution of a three-row crossover on the market. And when I say best execution, that's really defined by, if you think of access to and from the third seat, you think about the ability to fold down your seats in the voluminous cavern inside and all the things you can do with that. It's just very easy to get in and out of. We've got there's a pass-through in the center between the second row bucket seats that it's funny because we've our engineers have executed a really easy to use tip and slide seat that goes forward for access to the third row. But what we've also found is it's so easy to get in through that opening in the second row that people don't even need that, but they can use it if they need to. And so it's a great three-row crossover to begin with, and now we've refreshed it. So there's a new front end, if you will. So everything from, think about the A-pillar or the forward portion of the windshield forward. So you've got new hood, new fascias, new front fenders, and then new lamps with signature LED GMC lighting. So at night you can see it's a GMC Acadia coming at you, and then that same look is transferred to the rear tail lamps as well. The inside of the Acadia has been totally redone, so it's a much more refined. We talk about refinement in pickups, that applies to the Acadia. Are the crossovers as well, and that's gotten a soft touch live stitching on the IP, a beautiful center stack area that includes the IntelliLink system, the GMC IntelliLink system, again seamless connectivity between your smartphone and your car. You can make what many people think of as the basics, which are hands-free calls and things like that, but you can also stream Pandora radio right through. So it's really taking a foundation of success and then taking it to the next level.
That's great. Let's switch gears and talk about Buick, a brand which continues to surprise and delight folks. And let's talk about some of the important recent introductions from the Buick brand, beginning with the Encore. Tell our listeners a little bit about the Encore if they're not familiar with it. This is a very unique offering from Buick.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a luxury small crossover. So the best way to think about it is, if you're familiar with the Enclave, which many people are, think about the execution of an Enclave, the luxury, the quiet, everything that Buick knows about bringing a quiet vehicle to market, blocking, absorbing, or reducing noise throughout. I mean, we did it with the Verano when we brought a smaller sedan to the market, a luxury small sedan to the market, or compact sedan to the market. We're basically doing that same play with in the crossover space. So it's a luxury small crossover. It's really flexible in terms of the seating configuration. So the overall package is smaller than an Enclave, obviously. So if you need something a little bit more maneuverable, and maybe you don't need three rows of passenger space anymore. Maybe your kids have left the house and you do own an enclave and you're thinking about changing, this could be perfect for you because it gives you all the Buick DNA or the things you expect out of Buick in terms of executing a luxury, quiet vehicle, but then it gives you a higher crossover seating position, a more maneuverable package, and still the flexibility and the functionality of a crossover. So that's the Encore in a nutshell.
Tell our listeners a little bit about the Enclave, which has been doing extremely well, I understand.
Absolutely. The Enclave has had a run of 5 years where it has just done phenomenally well for us. And in fact, in December, we had our best month ever of sales. And many of those, I think it was around half and half when I checked, were the brand new 2013 Enclave. And that's another example of building on a strength. So it's taking what has been a very successful vehicle in the market for us, not resting on our laurels, saying, how can we take that to the next level? So on the Enclave, we did a whole new front end. We did new lamps with signature lighting, new HID lamps with signature lighting such that you could see it coming down the road at you and you can immediately recognize it as an Enclave at night or if you're following behind it because it's got that signature look to it. And so it's got a different look overall on the exterior. It's an evolutionary look. It looks very refreshed and looks great, but the current vehicle that we've been selling for several years looked beautiful as well. So it carries over that elegant chiseled beautiful, graceful styling that the Enclave has been known for, but giving it a whole refreshed look. And then on the inside, what has also been very successful, what the customers tell us they really love about the Enclave is it's once they get in the cabin, it's comfortable, it's quiet. So the things you, when you hear Buick, you think that's immediately many of the things you think about, and it delivers in spades. So we really upped the ante there with a brand new IP, soft touch materials, live stitching, brand new soft touch door panels, a brand new beautiful center stack area. So if you're thinking center stack, that's where your IntelliLink infotainment system is, and your HVAC controls, and it's just a pleasurable experience to sit in. And then again, that's an example of the basics, which are the best three-row crossover on the market, we think.
Roger, I really want to thank you very much for telling us all about the debut here of the hot new pickup truck from GMC, the Sierra, as well as the Arcadia, and also giving us all the updates from Buick. Congratulations on the launch of the pickups, and we look forward to getting you back with us real soon.
It was my pleasure, Bob. Thank you very much.
We'll take a pit stop and then more. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.